This is an executive summary of Right NAV premiums and discounts explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the more useful, and frequently misunderstood, tools for valuing a REIT is its net asset value, or NAV. NAV is an estimate of what a REIT's real estate would be worth if you valued the properties at market and subtracted the REIT's liabilities, expressed per share. A publicly traded REIT, though, isn't priced by appraisers, it's priced by the market, so its share price can trade above its NAV, a premium, or below it, a discount. Those gaps carry information. A persistent discount can reflect pessimism about a sector, concerns about the balance sheet or management, or a potential value opportunity, while a premium can reflect growth optimism, perceived quality, or possible overvaluation. This guide explains what NAV represents, how premiums and discounts work, what discounts signal, how to use NAV alongside FFO/OFO in the balance sheet, and the real limitations of NAV analysis. NAV is an estimate, not a fact. Verify the current figures and assumptions, and treat this as educational information, not investment advice. NAV plays a different role for traded versus non-traded REITs, a difference our full primer on REITs and the 721 exchange clarifies. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.